Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting second. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jurasik. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Al Jurasik. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony York. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Kreitner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta races to the bag, beating Musial for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. York scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Nicholson moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Jurasik fields it and throws to third for the out. Pafko moves to second. One out. Tony York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it and throws to second for the out. Pavko moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Kreitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreitner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Jurasik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurasik takes first base on ball 4. Verben moves to second. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Karowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes juggles the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Cooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pavko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Tony York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Kreitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreitner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreitner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreitner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Jurecik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurecik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jurecik strikes out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Kreitner and he is out, York applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chipman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes bunts for an out with unknown description. Chipman moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards first. Sanders catches it and throws to second to double up Chipman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. York fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko is hit by the pitch. D'Alessandro moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman pinch hits for Tony York. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is hit by the pitch. D'Alessandro moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Bill Schuster pinch runs for Ivel Goodman. Mickey Kreitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreitner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreitner hits a line drive into center field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Schuster now playing shortstop. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Jurasik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurasik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jurasik hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chipman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Chipman covering. Safe. Sanders moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Karowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sanders scores. Musial moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to third. Karowski moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 3 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Martin is chasing the ball. Nicholson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Jurasik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurasik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jurasik hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Martin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stanhack pinch hits for Mickey Kreitner. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chipman bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jurasik fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.